big picture to start. We're hitting a weird inflection. Robotics and physical AI suddenly bump into supply chains, lithography limits and plain old energy costs right when deployments matter. The bottleneck debate moves off whiteboards and into factory heat maps and robot battery trays.
Exactly. It's easy to talk about model size, but on the shop floor, every watt and every millisecond counts. Real-world training data and the cost of running continuous learning loops turn algorithmic advances into operational headaches.
That's why so many automation programs stall between a single cell and a full production line. The robot arms can do the pick and place. The problem shows up when you try to stitch together scheduling, material flow, and line-level coordination.
Those ROI leaks live in MES, ERP, and WMS handoffs. You can have perfect hardware, but if the integration layer drops parts, handovers, or visibility, you never get the throughput or uptime the business paid for.
On the startup front, Genesis AI's full-stack move is telling. Gene 26.5 plus an in-house humanoid hand shows they're betting on hardware-software co-design and tighter sim loops to shrink the gap between DMOS and production.
That co-design shortens iteration cycles, simulate, tweak the hand, retrain the policy, so you don't waste show floor time. But it also concentrates supply and fabrication risk. Making your own actuators and sensors is expensive and brittle.
QCraft's pivot from AV to physical AI asks a broader question. Can a world model plus RL stack survive the friction of real contact dynamics, constrained power budgets, and messy human environments?
Not without stronger priors. RL in the wild breaks on bad contacts, sensor drift, and edge cases you never saw in sim. Robustness needs grounded models, better uncertainty handling, and cheaper real-world data collection.
Meanwhile, the hyperscalers are pushing agents forward, Remai, Hatch, and others. But the hard part isn't capability DMOS. It's latency, safety validation, and how deeply those agents integrate with industrial control and fielded robots.
Production viability will hinge on whether those agents can run where they need to, or at least orchestrate reliably across edge and cloud. That means predictable latencies, secure update paths, and observability into decisions.
The chip story keeps looping back in. Lithography and foundry capacity limit how many custom accelerators you can deploy, and energy per inference shapes design choices from grippers to control loops.
So short-term fixes look like smarter partitioning. Put low-latency control on tiny accelerators or FPGAs, batch heavier perception in the cloud, and optimize mechanical design to reduce compute demand.
For the cell-to-line problem, you also need better orchestration. Common APIs, robust digital twins, and scheduling that understands robot capabilities and energy constraints across the whole line.
But that's organizational as much as technical. Legacy PLCs, bespoke tooling, and poor data hygiene make standardization a heavy lift. You need cross-functional teams empowered to change processes, not just benchtop pilots.
There's a real contrast forming. Vertically integrated startups like Genesis and QCraft choose control over the stack, while hyperscalers push platform agents. Both paths aim to close the demo to deployment gap, but they do it differently.
And both come with trade-offs. Verticals burn capital and risk supply chains. Platforms face integration and latency cliffs. Real deployments will likely be hybrid, platform intelligence wrapping specialized hardware and local ops teams.
Synthesis, deployment is the bottleneck now, not because models are weak, but because success demands coordinated change across chips, mechanics, software, and operations. Solve it and you unlock value. Ignore it and the tech stays a lab curiosity.
Watch the next 6 months for three metrics: energy per task, integration uptime across cell-to-line, and sim-to-real transfer success. Those will tell us whether these moves are real improvements or just shinier DMOS. That's our cue. We'll be back with updates.